Mental Kilcourt.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well, but I'm here in Southeast Radio headquarters and we're overlooking the Wexford Quays. And as I look out the window, I can see a few seagulls hovering around, obviously, on the quay, and the trawlers are in, which is good news for them. But not good news for the public, Richard. July is a month where you're telling us to be really careful.
Yeah, we again, the way the things have changed, the way that animal populations and bird populations are changing, we're getting a lot of birds that would have predominantly been coastal coming into our cities and our towns, especially when we've got watercourses, and they're flowing in. And then we've built lovely large buildings with flat roofs that mimic cliffs. So you have these populations in now, and then they're looking for food sources. And we provide a lot of food, sometimes willingly and sometimes unwillingly. And they will, especially at the time of year when they've got young on the nest, they become very territorial and very aggressive.
But Richard, has it got worse? I remember, obviously, you know, growing up by a coastal area, that yeah, there'd be seagulls, but they never seem to attack the way we hear about it in the last sort of 10, 15 years. Has their environment changed, or what's causing them to be so much more aggressive?
Again, in a coastal area, they're not going to be that aggressive because you're generally not going to be near their nesting sites. You're not going to be on the cliff tops or ledges where they are. And they're quite happy foraging in that environment. It's when you come into the city centres that they become more aggressive because they're more adept and feeding off of humans. You'll see it as well, especially in the Keys and Dublin. If you throw something out up into the air over the canal or the river, you'll see them. They're quite acrobatic. People like doing it. And then when they see people with food and it's not being thrown, they start to dive bomb because they're getting frustrated and they're expecting the food.
Not to be messed with, though, because I'm sure you've seen them up close. They're really big creatures, aren't they?
They are. They're very big. So the main three species that we're really talking about are the great black-backed gull, the lesser black-backed gull, and the herring gull. And all of these birds are sort of over 40 centimetres in height, going up to sort of just over half a metre. So they're very, very big birds. They've got a big wingspan. They've got a very large hook beak as well. So, yeah, they could technically do you quite a bit of damage. And just the fact, as you said, of them coming towards you or approaching you can be quite scary, especially if you don't like things like that.
Have you ever been attacked in your line of work with Rentokil? Has one ever come down and given you a little peck?
The funny thing, when I first came over to Ireland, one of my jobs was, I was at Sherkin Island Marine Station, and we had to do gull nest counts on the islands of Roaring Water Bay. So you were getting onto the rocky outcrops, and yeah, they would be dive bombing you. So we had different methods because they attack the highest point. So we would rig up different things with like bamboo canes and put sort of rags and stuff at the top so they'd attack them instead of your head. But yeah, it can be quite scary. And the other thing as well, with the flat roofs of the large buildings, you're finding that your surfaces and stuff are up there, and then people are going up there to try and do maintenance and that sort of thing, and that's when they're coming into contact with them and they're getting very, very aggressive from that point of view.
Now, the other thing about seagulls, and apologies for anyone who's having a late breakfast or a nice brunch at the moment, there is, as well as their antisocial behaviour, there's a health risk with them as well, isn't there? Because the droppings of seagulls, and I didn't know this until I was looking into it, can be really harmful, and obviously, if seagulls are in cities or around coastal areas, you're going to come into touch with it.
Yeah, yeah, you can. And it's not really just seagulls. Pigeons, feral pigeons, will do as so and so with some of the corvids and the crow family, depending on what they're feeding, because they feed on carrion as well. And if they're feeding on scraps and food waste and carrion, then they're likely to be picking up more sort of bacteria and stuff like that. But yes, salmonella's a huge huge risk from the bird droppings. Estrichia coli as well, and also Campylobacter are three big ones that you can sort of come in contact with the contaminated droppings. And the other thing, not so much with the seagulls, but more with pigeons when they're on ledges and stuff over doorways. The guano, the droppings are also quite a bad slip trip and fall hazard. And also the nature of the droppings, it can damage stuff like limestone because of the acidity of the droppings.
Rats with wings, I think that's what I call pigeons.
Yeah, no, a lot of people nickname the feral pigeons that.
Years ago, people weren't constantly eating in the streets, so there wasn't food available for seagulls. No one to blame but ourselves. We're always having to be eating and drinking, so says a texter. And Mary just rang in to know, and yeah, I thought this as well. When you see seagulls hovering, is that a sign of, or used that be a sign that a storm was coming? Didn't they sort of help predict the weather years ago?
You've got that sort of a wise thing. Again, like you were saying about being coastal, my family are from Cornwall originally, so all my summers as a nipper was spent up there, and there'd always, you'd be on the beach and there'd always be one seagull hovering over, and it would guarantee that if it did go to the loo, it'd end up on my gran's head, which apparently she used to say was good luck, but I don't really believe that, to be honest.
Oh, I love it.
And so I've always those a bit, but especially if they're coming in numbers and they're coming more inland, then yeah, it was because there was a storm coming, so they were getting closer in to shelter from it.
That's changed these days. So Richard Faulkner from Rentokil, then, for anyone listening, how can you prepare us for the month of July? What would be your main piece of advice to do or not to do when we see a seagull?
Again, with it, city centres and stuff like that, if you're going to eat, I would generally try and eat indoors. I wouldn't be walking around waving my food about, especially when they're in high concentrations. If you're going on to flat roofs and the like, just check that if they're there, if they're there first, I would probably try and avoid it or look at systems to get them moved on, because we can net them. If there are nests with eggs and young, then we can't really do anything about it at this time of the year. But once the young have fledged, then the areas can be proofed to stop the birds coming back and just boom, move them on, disperse them.
Stay safe, people. Beware of the seagulls. Richard Faulkner from Rentokil, thanks for that advice this morning.